Today is the 23rd day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is fantastic to be here with you today as we greet a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. This is Thanksgiving week in the United States, a big major holiday and kind of the week where things really start to transition into the holiday season, and so we were talking about this. It's about to get busy. It's about to get busy around here. So I am grateful that we have this rhythm. I am grateful that we have this place. I am looking forward to navigating the season together as we continue our journey through the scriptures. And let's remember, like we always do, this week, it's probably going to be a busy week. Probably, for a lot of us, going to be disruptive. Maybe we're traveling this week. Maybe a lot of people are traveling into us, and all those dynamics, those kind of family dynamics that can be beautiful and can be less than beautiful, even toxic. And so, yeah, just truly staying rooted in what the scriptures have been teaching us all year. Remembering, like, that we just went through James and learned that our mouths, our tongue is like the rudder of our lives. So this is like one of those weeks. It's not happened yet. It's out in front of us. And we get to choose, and we can choose in advance how this is going to go. And may we choose wisely. We will read from the Christian Standard Bible this week. And continuing, actually, kind of really, really rounding the corner on the book of Ezekiel, but today, Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 13, through 46, verse 24. This is the contribution you are to offer. 3 quarts from 6 bushels of wheat and 3 quarts from 6 bushels of barley. The quota of oil in liquid measures will be 1% of every core. The core equals 10 liquid measures, or 1 standard larger capacity measure, since 10 liquid measures equal 1 standard larger capacity measure. And the quota from the flock is 1 animal out of every 200 from the well-watered pastures of Israel. These are for the grain offerings, burnt offerings, and fellowship offerings, to make atonement for the people. This is the declaration of the Lord God. All the people of the land must take part in this contribution for the prince in Israel. Then the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings for the festivals, new moons, and Sabbaths, for all the appointed times of the house of Israel, will be the prince's responsibility. He will provide the sin offerings, grain offerings, burnt offerings, and fellowship offerings to make atonement on behalf of the house of Israel. This is what the Lord God says. In the first month, on the first day of the month, you are to take a young, unblemished bull and purify the sanctuary. The priest is to take some of the blood from the sin offering and apply it to the temple doorposts, the 4 corners of the altar's ledge, and the doorposts of the gate of the inner court. You are to do the same thing on the 7th day of the month for everyone who sins unintentionally or through ignorance. In this way, you will make atonement for the temple. In the 1st month, on the 14th day of the month, you are to celebrate the Passover, a festival of 7 days during which unleavened bread will be eaten. On that day, the prince will provide a bull as a sin offering on behalf of himself and all the people of the land. During the 7 days of the festival, he will provide 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord on each of the 7 days, along with a male goat each day for a sin offering. He will also provide a grain offering for 1/2 bushel per bull and 1/2 bushel per ram, along with 1 gallon of oil for 1/2 bushel. At the festival that begins on the 15th day of the 7th month, he will provide the same things for 7 days. The same sin offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, and oil. This is what the Lord God says. The gate of the inner court that faces east is to be closed during the 6 days of work, but it will be opened on the Sabbath day and opened on the day of the new moon. The prince should enter from the outside by way of the gate's portico and stand at the gate's doorpost while the priests sacrifice his burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. He will bow and worship at the gate's threshold and then depart. But the gate is not to be closed until evening. The people of the land will also bow and worship before the Lord at the entrance of that gate on the Sabbaths and new moons. The burnt offering that the prince presents to the Lord on the Sabbath day is to be 6 unblemished lambs and an unblemished ram. The grain offering will be 1/2 a bushel with the ram, and the grain offering with the lambs will be whatever he wants to give, as well as 1 gallon of oil for every 1/2 bushel. On the day of the new moon, the burnt offering is to be 1 young unblemished bull, as well as 6 lambs and 1 ram without blemish. He will provide 1 grain offering of 1/2 a bushel with the bull, 1/2 a bushel with the ram, and whatever he can afford with the lambs, together with 1 gallon of oil for every 1/2 bushel. When the prince enters, he is to go in by way of the gate's portico and go out the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed times, whoever enters by way of the north gate to worship is to go out by way of the south gate, and whoever enters by way of the south gate is to go out by way of the north gates. No one may return through the gate by which he entered, but is to go out by the opposite gate. When the people enter, the prince will enter with them, and when they leave, he will leave. At the festivals and appointed times, the grain offering will be 1/2 a bushel with the bull, 1/2 a bushel with the ram, and whatever he wants to give with the lambs, along with 1 gallon of oil for every 1/2 bushel. When the prince makes a free will offering, whether a burnt offering or a fellowship offering, as a free will offering to the Lord, the gate that faces east is to be opened for him. He is to offer his burnt offering or fellowship offerings just as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he will go out, and the gate is to be closed after he leaves. You are to offer an unblemished, year-old male lamb as a daily burnt offering to the Lord. You will offer it every morning. You are also to prepare a grain offering every morning along with it, 3 quarts with 1/3 of 1 gallon of oil to moisten the fine flour, a grain offering to the Lord. This is a permanent statute to be observed regularly. They will offer the lamb, the grain offering, and the oil every morning as a regular burnt offering. This is what the Lord God says. If the prince gives a gift to each of his sons as their inheritance, it will belong to his sons. It will become their property by inheritance. But if he gives a gift from his inheritance to one of his servants, it will belong to that servant until the year of freedom, when it will revert to the prince. His inheritance belongs only to his sons. It is theirs. The prince must not take any of the people's inheritance, evicting them from their property. He is to provide an inheritance for his sons from his own property, so that none of my people will be displaced from his own property. Then he brought me through the entrance that was at the side of the gate into the priest's holy chambers, which faced north. I saw a place there at the far western end. He said to me, "This is the place where the priests will boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they will bake the grain offering, so that they do not bring them into the outer court and transmit holiness to the people." Next, he brought me into the outer court and led me past its 4 corners. There was a separate court in each of its corners. In the 4 corners of the outer court, there were enclosed courts, 70 feet long by 52.5 feet wide. all four corner areas had the same dimensions. There was a stone wall around the inside of them. Around the four of them, with the ovens built at the base of the walls on all sides. He said to me, "These are the kitchens where those who minister at the temple will cook the people's sacrifices." First Peter 1:13-2:10. "Therefore, with your minds ready for action, be sober-minded and set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires of your former ignorance, but as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in all your conduct. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.' If you appeal to the Father who judges impartially according to each one's work, you are to conduct yourselves in reverence during your time living as strangers. For you know that you were redeemed from your empty way of life, inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for you. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth, so that you show sincere brotherly love for each other, from a pure heart, love one another constantly, because you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like a flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this word is the gospel that was proclaimed to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all slander. Like newborn infants, desire the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow up into your salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by people but chosen and honored by God, you yourselves as living stones, a spiritual house, are being built to be a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and honored cornerstone, and the one who believes in him will never be put to shame.' So honor will come to you who believe. But for the unbelieving, the stone that the builders rejected, this one has become the cornerstone, and a stone to stumble over and a rock to trip over. They stumble because they disobey the word. They were destined for this. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Psalm 119:33-48. "Teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes, and I will always keep them. Help me understand your instruction, and I will obey it and follow it with all my heart. Help me stay on the path of your commands, for I take pleasure in it. turn my heart to your decrees and not to dishonest profits. Turn my eyes from looking at what is worthless. Give me life in your ways. Confirm what you said to your servant, for it produces reverence for you. Turn away the disgrace I dread. Indeed, your judgments are good. How I long for your precepts. Give me life through your righteousness. Wall, let your faithful love come to me, Lord, your salvation, as you promised. Then I can answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Never take the word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your judgments. I will always obey your instruction, forever and ever. I will walk freely in an open place because I study your precepts. I will speak of your decrees before kings and not be ashamed. I delight in your commands, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and will meditate on your statutes. Proverbs 28:11. A rich person is wise in his own eyes, but a poor one who has discernment sees through him. Father, we thank you for your word. And again, we thank you for the beginning of a brand new week. And we confess, like, things shift here in the latter parts of the year. The scriptures continually tell us over and over and over, more and more and more about endurance, even as the rhythm of the year speeds up, as we move toward celebrating and honoring your arrival, your advent, your arrival, Jesus, and the work that began to restore humanity. There's just all kinds of things whipped up into that tradition. Shopping, intermingling with all kinds of different people for all different kinds of purposes. And so we invite you, as we begin to move into this season, that you would lead us into all truth and that you would help us to remember the word of the year safe, that we might keep those that we love safe, and that we might act safely, that we may not be foolish, that we may not misstep and destroy all that you have done in our lives during the course of this year. Lead us into all truth, we ask, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, for you are the Spirit of truth. Amen.
Good morning. This is Michelle in Michigan, and I am a first-time caller and long-time listener. Many years listening to the DAB, and it's an honor and a privilege to pray for you every day, usually on my walk, just walking and praying for the requests as they come in. But today I had to call in for Maranatha Matt. I heard his request for Sweet Baby Caleb, and what really piqued my interest is his trisomy 18 diagnosis. My granddaughter is also a trisomy 18 baby, but I am here to let you know she turned 5 in August. And while I realize the gravity of this diagnosis, I also want to encourage you. What the doctors say is one thing, but what God says is the final answer. And these babies are used for his purposes, and they are divine and special. Matt, just know I'm praying for you. I just know the heaviness of this pregnancy and the diagnosis and everything that comes with it. Just know that you are being lifted up and just prayed for, and just a long-distance hug from us here in Michigan. And again, God bless you as you go through this journey, and praying for strength. Thank you. Hello, my dab family. This is Resting in God's Shadow. I just listened to the podcast and I wanted to lift a couple people up. A lady called in regarding her cousin's family, who the only detail she gave was they had 5 children and the husband was caught in something and had gotten himself into trouble and may be imprisoned for, it sounded like quite some time. Heavenly Father, I lift this situation and this family up to you, Father. I pray, as this lady said, that they fell away from you, that they came away from the church for a bit. Father, I pray that they see your mighty hand in this situation, as you are sovereign, you are in control. This did not surprise you. You knew this was coming, Heavenly Father. I pray that you use this for them to see you, to your glory, for them to come back to you, to beg to you, as far as needing you, depending on you, having to have you, that they surrender to you and surrender to your will in this situation, Heavenly Father. I pray you give them peace, peace that goes beyond all understanding, as I'm sure all of their lives have been completely thrown upside down. And Heavenly Father, I pray that they just surrender to you completely and wholly. I also wanted to lift up Kathy from Kentucky had called in. I think it was about her niece. A family member, I'm so sorry if I don't have the right one, but with breast cancer. Father, I just pray your healing hands over this situation and over her. I pray your peace over the entire family, and I pray wisdom and discernment and clarity to the medical staff, the medical personnel that are overseeing her care. We thank you so much for your love and your care, and it is in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Casey, the single-minded plumber. This is your brother, Bart, in Kentucky. Sounds like you got hit with a bunch of stuff at once. So let's go to prayer. Lord, I lift up Casey, the single-minded plumber, and his kids and his wife and their local economy to you. Thank you for his giving and loving heart that you've blessed him with and in turn have blessed us with. We praise your name for that. Lord, I ask for you to provide some relief in these scenarios, help his kids get back on the straight and narrow and do what they got to do in their station in life. I ask for you to provide work for him and his wife, and that their bills be paid through your provision. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hang in there, brother. Sounds like you have a good, grounded attitude. Keep it up, and that's a good example for the rest of us as well. Thank you. Have a good day. This is Bart, Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light.
Hi, this is Taken with Love from Louisiana. It's so encouraging to hear others encouraging others. I just heard New Envision Growth from New York, and the prayer that you prayed on the community prayer for our sister in the Lord was beautiful. I claimed it for myself. It was so good. Thank you for speaking truth and speaking it with so much compassion and love for the body of Christ. We have to walk through some things sometimes to really understand the emotion that is behind what we're praying, right? And it sounded like you've been there and you've learned and you've grown from it. So I just wanted to say one dabber to another, thank you for being faithful and for sharing that in-depth prayer. It was beautiful. So I would like to now pray for you. Father, I pray for New Vision Growth in New York City. Give her a continued anointing on her thoughts and her prayers that rally around your throne. Of course, Lord, she needs your word. So give her the strength of your word and the joy that comes along with knowing your word. Father, thank you that she sharpened another dabber with truth and others that also listened to that beautiful prayer on the community prayer line. I pray this in Jesus' name. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana.